Today's the first daf of Chagiga, last mesecta of the entire Seder Mo, and Mirtz Hashem will have a big scene at the conclusion. So the mission begins, the Gemara begins, Beis Amar Aleph, Hakol Chayavim B'Ri'iyah. Everyone is obligated in performing Ri'iyah. What does Ri'iyah mean? So you look at the very first Rashi, on the page Rashi writes, Hakol Chayavim B'Ri'iyah, B'Mitzvos Ri'iyas Kol Zechurcha, the Pasuk Deltas. You have to go, everyone has to come present themselves. What does that mean? Every single Yid has to go to the Azara on Beis HaMikdash on Yontif and present himself, show himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Tosos, look over to Tosos. Tosos says, HaKol Chayim B'Ri'iyah, Perish Rashi, you see top left, quotes Perish Rashi, B'Mitzvos Yira Kol Zechurcha, it means to show themselves in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem. Yira, to be seen, right. Your dictuk is very good. The Hiksha, Hirav Elchanan de Hatani Besamech, but the end of the mission is going to tell us, Beshame Omrim Haria Shtei Kesef, that the Ria is referring to a carbon Ria. We'll see at the end of the mission, it talks about how much does one have to spend on the carbon Ria. Shtei Kesef, Mashba de carbon Mari. We're dealing with the carbon. So what happens is everybody agrees that on Yantif, you have to go to Beis Megdesh and you have to also bring a carbon when you go present yourself, when you go be seen by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, when we say Ri'iyah, is this referring to the showing up or is it referring to the bringing of a carbon Ri'iyah? That's the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. So the Mishnah says again, HaKol Chayim B'Ri'iyah, Chutz Mecheresh, who's excluded? Mecheresh doesn't have to bring the Ri'iyah. A Shote, a Katan, V'Tumtun, V'Anjoganis, Nashim, Avadim, She'inim Mishicharim, the Eved who's not freed. Hachiger, someone who has a limp in the leg, he can't walk well. Hahasuma, Hachole, Hazakin, Mishin Yachol Lira, Lalos Raglav, someone who can't walk on his legs. So a number of exceptions that are exempt from the mitzvah of carbon Ri'iyah. So look over at Rashi, the second one on the page says, Chutz Mecheresh Shot V'Katan, Delav B'nei Daninu, they're not. They don't have das, so they don't have to do mitzvahs. And pater mi mitzvahs. They're pater in doing mitzvahs. So there's a prima godman who has the following suffix.
There's a what?
A prima godman, the name of a sefer found on the Shulchan Aruch called prima godman. Prima godman.
Prima godman.
Yeah, prima godman. So the prima godman writes that are a cherishot of katan pater also in los ases or only pater in mitzvahs? See, he's medayik from Rashi says that the pater in mitzvahs, but he doesn't say the pater in lavim.
They
have no das. They have no das, right. Right. Okay, but he says maybe that's only a patur in mitzvah saseh. Sounds like they're chayv in lo saseh. He only says, he should say the pater in mitzvahs for lo saseh. He doesn't say that. He just says pater in mitzvahs implies that he's chayv to keep the lavim. That's what the Prima Godin writes. Now, according to this Prima Godin, what happens is, let's say a Katan has chametz, he owns chametz over Pesach and doesn't get rid of the chametz or Pesach. Typically, it's asur to get hanaf from some chametz that's owned by a Jew on Pesach. So he says, so since a Katan is obligated in the los aseh, the chametz will be asur b'hanaf because the Katan violated a los aseh. But there are another sheet of the Chelkas Yoav who holds that no, a katan in fact is pater from mitzvahs lo saseh, because a katan has no actions, his maisim are meaningless, any action he does, he kills someone, he does something wrong, it doesn't do anything.
And today, katan is not
mechayv, we're talking about lo saseh though.
And today.
Right. So that's the machlokas. Typically we say, if a katan is, let's say, doing a lo saseh, we don't stop him, but we don't encourage him to do it though. We just take a laid-back perspective. Okay, back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah
Katan is until 13.
Correct. And for a girl until 12.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah now, around halfway down the Mishnah says, Ezehu Katan. So we said a Katan's Pater. So what's a Katan? Usually you just said it's 12 and 13. Well, what's it considered a Katan for the halachas of a carbon Ria? So the Mishnah says, Ezehu Katan. Kol She'enu Yachol Lirkov Al Ksefav Shel Aviv Ulaalos Mirushalayim Laharbais. So a child who cannot sit on the shoulders of his father as his father carries him from Yerushalayim until Har Bayis. But if he can stand on the shoulders of his father and go with him from Yerushalayim until Har Bayis, he actually would be chayv even though he's a katan. That's according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel comes along and says, They still omrim kol sheinu yachol lechos biyado shel aviv, a child who cannot hold on to his father's hand, who la'alos mishlaim harbayis, and to walk from mishlaim to harbayis, shenemar shalosh regalim, shalosh raglaim. To raglaim, lashon, he has to be able to walk. So Beis Hillel has an older age. It's not enough for the child to go on the shoulders. This child has to be able to walk the whole way, holding on to the father's hand, but walking the whole way. That's a big machlokas. What age does the katan have to start bringing the carbon ri'ah? It's a very important Rashi here. Rashi writes, if you look at Dibur Maschil, the first narrow line down in Rashi, Ezu katan v'chule, aval mikan ve'elech, afa pisha enochayv minatorah, hitil chachamim al aviv al imo l'chanchu b'mitzos, meaning, so until Yerushalayim, he could take a car ride, he could do whatever he wants, whatever it takes him to get to Yerushalayim. He just has to be able to stand the father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Harbayis, not from wherever he lives up in the north. So who takes him from his house till Yerushalayim? So Rashi says, again, who's obligation to bring him to Yerushalayim? His father and his mother. So the Achronim point to this Rashi that there's an obligation of chinuch even on the mother. We spoke about this when we did Yuma, and we spoke about this when we did Suk in the beginning.
It says, Torat Imecha, Musar Avicha, and Torat Imecha.
Right.
Why?
Torah is from the father. Well, that talks about, I think, Chachma and Bina, Av and Aim, referring, I think, in a Pimius level.
No. There's a Pshat in, I forgot what it is. Why the Torah refers to the Ima? In actuality, why the Ima is responsible for teaching Torah?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
That's something very interesting.
Uh-huh.
I thought you would know.
But if we see from Rashi is that the mother is Chayiv. Right. So the mother is Chayiv in Chinuch. There's a Gemara in Nazir which has machlokas, whether mother's Chayiv. And there's big machlokas to show whether mothers are Chayiv. But this Rashi says that a mother, is in fact Chayiv to be Mechanich, her children. The machlokas is exactly what this means. Is it the same Chayiv as a father? Is it a different Chayiv than the mother? So the Kiyas Yaakov, the Stipe, says the following distinction. When it comes to understanding the nature of Chinuch, do we say that Chinuch means there's an obligation on the father now, the parents, to regulate the children and do mitzvot, but it's the father's responsibility? Or is it really the children's responsibility? Normally the age of 13, everything starts. Now Chacham say, no, it starts when you're actually 8, when you're younger, let's say, for example. It's on the children. But since the children are not always able to carry it out, we made the parents ensure, oversee what goes on, but it's really a chiv on the parent children. So the Sipher says there's a difference. When it comes to the father, the chiv, achinuch, is on the father, mamish on the father. He has to do it. There's no chiv on the mother. When Rashi is the chiv on the mother, that's referring to when the child has his own personal chiv, the mother just oversees to make sure he takes care of it, but it's really a chiv on the child, not on the mother. So that's the two dinim, he says, is the difference between the mother's chinuch and the father's chinuch. Okay, continuing now in the Mishnah. I should point one other thing. Rashi writes here that chiv of chinuch is only a chiv midirabanan. He says, hitilu chachamim. It's a chachamim's chiv. There is a nitziv who's medayik from a Rambam who thinks that it might be a chiv deraisa of chinuch. Chinuch might be a chiv deraisa, again, based on the dik. What?
Based on old pasuk.
He quotes in this halacha regarding chagit, bring the carbon riyah, the Rambam says you have to bring your children, and he quotes a pasuk of kol yiruchucha, I think, or something, that everyone's included in the midst of chagiga. In fact, they quote the pasuk as a chiv for the katan in this halacha, the nitziv thinks it might be a source that the chinuch is a din deraisa. Okay, the mission now continues and says, Beishami omrim hariya shekesef, that when you go bring the carbon to the Beis Hamikdash on the Yontif, there are two carbons that have to be brought. There's a ri'ah and a chagiga. So what are the amounts of money one's supposed to pay for these different carbonos? So Beis Shammai Omrim, ha'ri'ah is shtei kesef, and chagiga is me'ah kesef. And Beis Hillel takes...
Ma'ah kesef, what's the ma'ah?
It's, I think, 100.
No, it's not me'ah.
No, I know it's with an ayin versus an aleph, but I still think it refers to 100.
She'echad mishisha bedinav.
1/6
of a dinar.
Okay. And
200 kesef, 2 kesef, 3 dinar. So ma'ah, it's less.
Okay. So me'ah is less then. And then Beis Hillel omrim haria me'ah kesef, achigah 2 kesef, he says the opposite. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly is this machlokas. Now the Gemara says, hakol lasuimai. Whenever the Mishnah has the word hakol, everyone's chayiv. So that word comes to include another situation, another scenario, another person. So what's it coming to include? Which person that was not in the Mishnah is it coming to include? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, Hakol Osiyamai Lasuye Mi Shechet She'eved V'Chet Ben Chorin. To include a person, a master owned a slave, and he said, you know what, I'm going to free you for every other day you can work on your own, and then every other day you work for me. We're going to take turns. You're going to be half freed. He's a chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin. If you learn through the Minchas Chinuch, familiar with the Minchas Chinuch? Minchas Chinuch is a sefer written on the Sefer Chinuch, and he always discusses whether chatzi eved, a chatzi ben chorin is chayiv in whatever particular mitzvah that he's discussing. So such a person is chayiv, in fact, chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. Now the Gemara says, what about according to the opinion of Ravina? Ravina holds, Damar, Mi shechetu eved chetu min chorin is actually part of min riya. If he's part eved, part free, he does not have to do the riya. So according to him, what's the word hakol coming to include? Which gaver, which person is being included in the chiv of riya? So hakol asimai. Gemara says, Lasuye chiger biyom rishon v'nispashe biyom sheni. Let's say Reuven had a fracture in his leg and couldn't walk on day one. He's potter from bringing the carbon rear. He couldn't make it up. But let's say by day two, he was healed. So that's the chiddush. You would think that maybe since he's potter on day one, he's potter entirely. Kamashlan, since he became healed on day two, he has to bring the rear on day two then. So that's what's coming to include such an individual. The Gemara says, okay, Hanicha, that makes sense. That works well. Leman damar kulun tashum zelazeh. So we're going to get to a mission later on in Masechta. As a machlok, everyone agrees that there's tashlumim. If a person does not bring the carbon riyah on day one, he can make up the next days. But there is a question, do you view it as a tashlum? Day one is the ikker day to bring it. Say each day is a new chiyuv, individual chiyuv. So if you say that each day, I'll say it outside, then we'll look inside. If you say that each day is to make up day one, well, if he was partner in day one, you don't have to make it up anymore. He was completely off the hook. You know, if you...
You must bring at least one, and if you didn't bring day one, you have tashlumim. You can do it in tashlumim.
Correct.
Or it, correct what?
Oh, and I'm saying, oh, okay, yeah, or?
Or, day one is the chiyuv. What did you say that patuvim day one?
That again, do we say a person has to bring it, day one is the day he has to bring it, and if he misses day one, he can make it up on the other days, making up day one. Or do we say he has to bring once over the course of Yantif? If he didn't bring day one, he could bring it day two.
Yeah.
Or bring day three or day four. It's not about day one, just one time over Yantif. Yeah. So if you say it's all about day one.
So why did Tashlumin came in?
So is that he just didn't do it? He was high to bring day one, but he didn't bring it. So then he has to make it up on the other days. But let's say day one, he was Pater. He couldn't make it, so he's completely Pater. If you're potter in the initial chiyuv, then you don't have to make anything up. You're off the hook. There's no chiyuv to do. There's no outstanding chiyuv to fulfill.
You have the
tashlumim. The tashlumim is only if you missed your chiyuv. He didn't miss a chiyuv. He didn't have a chiyuv in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So because of day one, he didn't have a chiyuv because he couldn't do it. So it's...
But if you say that, he has to bring it one time over the course of the yantif. So even though he missed day one, well, day two is a new chiyuv now. So Ravina says that such a person who was injured on day one, but now he's healed on day two... So that's what the hakol is coming to include. Such an individual has to bring the carbon on day two. So the Gemara explains, Hanicha, that only makes sense, Laman Damar, according to the opinion that holds, Kulon Tashlumim Zelazeh. Each day is a Tashlumim for each other, meaning each day is a Nuchiv. So yes, he wasn't able to bring it day one, but he could bring it day two. So such a person brings it on day two. El Laman Damar, Kulon Tashlumim Dirishon, if it's always Tashlumim going back to day one, well then, since he was Pater on day one, he doesn't have to make it up anymore. He's not Chayiv to bring a Riyah. So if you hold like that, hakol asuyamai, so then that's such a person's pater. What's the word hakol coming to include? Which person is being included in hakol? Lasuye asuma ba'achas me'inav. It's coming to include a person who's blind one of his eyes and not both eyes. If a person's blind in both eyes, that the Mishnah already told us, asuma is pater min haria. What about a person who can't see from one of his eyes? So that, says the Gemara, is included. So hakol includes such an individual. He's chayev. The Gemara says the opinion who thinks Suma Ba'achas Me'inav is in fact Chayiv is Delo Kiai Tana, is not like the following Tana. The Tana we're about to see in fact holds Suma Ba'achas Me'inav is going to be Pater against what we just said. Who's this Tanya? The Tana, the Brisa teaches us that Yochanan ben Dehavai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda the following. Suma Ba'achas Me'inav is Pater Minaria. Shenemar Yira Yira it says the word Yira Yira. So, you see like the way you're being seen. One's yira, one's yeira. See and to be seen. Meaning, kiderech shebaliros, just like you come to see, Kach ba leirol is just like you're going to also be seen. Meaning, ma liros b'shteinav, just like you see with two eyes, af leirolos b'shteinav, you should be seen with two eyes. A little confusing what this means. We're going to look at Rashi and Tosos to an understanding here. Rashi writes, you see Rashi, yira, around 10 lines from the bottom. Yira ksiv v'karinan yira'e, yira kol zechurchas p'nei adon, that's a pasuk. Dimashmo. She'odem ro'es ha'shchina, that man's going to see the shchina, if you will, when he goes to the base of Migdash, on the regel, he's going to see the shchina. And yira kol zechurcham is p'nei adon, mashmo, she'odon ba'l lirosha, and the adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming to see us, we're coming to greet each other. Very good for Elul, Anidi Dodivel Dodili. We're coming to greet each other, meet halfway. Asana HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what goes on in Yantif. Says so, Hikish HaKasav Riyaschal Riyaso. Your seeing is connected to his seeing. Meaning, we'll go to the next Rashi now, reading through. Kiderach Shabal Liros Sacha, Kachu Bal Liros Mimcha. She's being seen from you. Ma Liroscha B'sheinav. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you with two eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two eyes, Kiviyachal. Afkan leiros min haadam b'she'en av shaladam. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be seen by us by two eyes. So it's interesting of shot here. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us with two eyes, and he's being seen by two eyes. The focus is on a Kadosh Baruch Hu being seen. Look at the bottom Tosfos on the page. Yira yira kiderach shabal liros. All the way in the bottom Tosfos writes. You see it? Tosfos writes. Perish Rashi kiderach shabal Kadosh Baruch Hu liros cha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to see. V'lo yitachin l'brein atam. This doesn't make any sense. Dalo shayach bia gav yishchina shebechom akum hu. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ba come and see you. He's everywhere. V'yod darish misoras kodem darish misoras kodem. You're learning in the opposite way. Adarabba, it should be hayulanu l'josh mikra kodem. Sakacha garsh rabbi notam yira yira mat lirosh b'she'enav shaladam ba'l lihisraos lefne hamakom b'she'enav af shamakom af adam ba'l liros hamakom b'she'enav. So just like a person comes to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too comes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the movement is on man moving, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu moving. That's the idea. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Ibai Zema, a different explanation as to, according to Ravina, what's HaKol coming to include. So, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, Liolam Kidamrin and Mikar. Really, what we said initially, that is coming to include a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. With the Kashachal Hadar Ravina, Ravina held.
Sorry,
yeah.
The Mishnah said, HaKol Chutz. So now he's talking about the. All the example that what is a call comes to include chetzio evet and chetzio this,
yeah,
which is specifically mentioned in the Mishnah.
No, Mishnah only mentions an evet, a real pure evet, 100% evet.
Oh, a real suma, a real.
But here talking an evet who was half freed, half not freed.
I understand, and suma only with one eye.
Exactly. So really, Bais Eima Liolam Kedamrina Meikara, really what we said before, that HaKol comes to tell me that a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, is Chayiv in Riyah. Who the Kash Chol Ravina, and that which the Gemara asks, but doesn't Ravina hold that Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin is Pater in Mitzvos? Lo Kasha, that's not a problem. It's not a stira. Kan B'Mishnah Rishona, Kan B'Mishnah Achrona. There are two stages. There are two, the Mishnahs were written in two stages. One, initially the Mishnah thought that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Chayiv Mitzvos, and then the Mishnah changed its mind and said a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Patur Min Mitzvos. So it's not a question of two people, it's a question of stages. One was before the change and one was after the change. So what is the change? This Mishnah appears a few places in Shas, the Tanan. Mishi Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, someone who's half Eved, half free, Ovid is Rabbo Yom Echad, there's Asma Yom Echad. Sunday he works for his master, Monday he works for himself, Tuesday he works for his master, Wednesday he works for himself. Divrei Beis Shammai. Divrei Beis Hillel, rather. So Amru Lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responds to Beis Hillel. The content is, Rabbo, you fix his Rabbi, his master. Everything works out for his master because the master gets to use him half the days. However, as Asma lo tekantem, but you didn't fix the Eved himself or the Ben Chorin himself. Why? What's wrong with what he could do every other day? He's free. Why is that not good for him?
Yeah.
So Gemara, the Mishnah explains, because Lisa Isha, Lisa Shivcha in Yachal, he can't marry a Shivcha because he's Bas Chorin, and Bas Chorin can't marry a Shivcha. Sorry, in Yachal. Shivcha in Yachal, Kama. Bas Chorin in Yachal, he can't marry a free person because he's partially an Eved. So Livata, he's supposed to sit there and not be married and not have children? The world was, we're here in the world to emulate Hashem and to procreate, to create, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, we're supposed to create children and men also. And he's not able to engage in this creation of the world. And Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us though, Lo Sovra La Shevas Yitzra, was that world not created in order to settle the world, to procreate the world, to populate the world? So the person's stuck. Se'ela, Bibne Tikkun Olam Kofanis Rabbah of Osa Osa Ben Chorin. So we force the master, and he's forced to write a free his Eved entirely. Because of the shtar achetzi damio, he writes a shtar saying, I'm returning back the other half of you, which I own, it's going to go back to you. And therefore, and then, so there should never be a concept of achetzi Eved b'chetzi ben chorin, because we always make sure he's free.
It's only in case that you have two balabatim. If you have one balabat, so he's an Eved.
No, but he could say, I'm going to free you. Okay, I hear. Okay.
Only in that case, the second one, if one let him go, so the second one must let him go as well.
Right, okay, yeah. So then what happened is, Chazu Beis Hillel Lehoros Kedivei Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel retracted and now followed the opinion of Beis Shammai, which said that you have to free him. So what happened was as follows. Initially, before this requirement to free him, he was half Eved, half Ben Chorin. He was actually going to be Chayev. After the traction, we say, no, a chatzi ev, a chatzi ben chorin is pater until we force you to entirely free him. Okay, now Tosas writes, look at Tosas Dibur Maschel, Lisa Shivcha Inu Yachal, on the right side, towards the top. Lisa Shivcha, the second one. He says, Ulim Koratzma, why not sell? Why not say Evid, you know what? Buy back the other half free part and make him a full Evid now. Instead of a full ben chorin, why don't we do the opposite case? So Limkor Asma Lo Matzi, he's not able to sell himself. His other half. Why? Kedei Lisa Shifcha in order to marry a Shifcha, because if he's a full Eved can marry a Shifcha. Dag Ger Inu Nimchar Eved Ivri. The halacha is as follows. When an Eved Kanani, when a person owns a non-Jewish Eved and you free him, he turns into a Ger now. That was halacha. He goes to the Tefillah, he's a Ger against his will. So now that he's a half free, it means he's a half Ger.
What Ger means?
Ger means he's a convert. No, well, right, but he was once a non-Jewish, now he's a convert.
After he was released?
Once he's released. You have a guy, you buy a guy. Yeah. He's your slave.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, you free him. He's now a ger. He becomes Jewish, right, just like that. There's a whole process to it.
Even though he didn't learn and doesn't do halachos?
While he's an Eved Kanani, under my control, he has to do all the mitzvahs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mitzvah, whatever a woman's chayven, he has to do the same mitzvahs as a woman.
It's not allowed.
Right, well, it's a number, it's... So it's more than he had to do when he was a guy.
It's another shita of gerus. Easy.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah, it's definitely another shita of gerus, yes. But it's not easy to free. You can't free an Eved Kanani. You're not allowed to. It's an Isser. So only
Eved
in certain situations.
Or Kol
Eved? Eved Ivri, there's two types of Eved. Eved Ivri, he's already Jewish and you're allowed to free him. You don't really own him that much. He's just a worker for you.
Eved Kanani is a guy.
Guy, you own him. You're not allowed to free him. There's an Isser to free him. If you did free him, so it works, or certain
Eved
circumstances.
Eved Ivri is a Jew. What is Eved Kanani?
A non-Jew, you buy a non-Jew.
Kanani is non-Jew.
Yeah, Kanani, from Eretz Kanan. So a ger, so now since you free half him, he's a partial ger. The loch is a ger, is not allowed to sell himself to be an Eved ever. It's not allowed. Only a goy could sell himself, not an Eved. So that doesn't, or he can't even sell, a ger cannot even sell himself to be an Eved Ivri. Only a born Jew could sell himself to be an Eved Ivri. So the, selling himself as an Abdus doesn't work. So the only Tikkun for him is to free the other half. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Chutz Michei Shota V'Katan. Katani Cheirish Dumya D'Shota V'Katan. It says Cheirish is a similar situation to a Shota V'Katan. We always group them together. We always say Cheirish Shota V'Katan. So what does it mean that Cheirish is similar to a Shota and a Katan? The Gemara explains, Ma Shota V'Katan D'La B'nei Deya. Just like a Shota has no Das and a Katan has no Das, Av Cheirish D'La Bar Deya. We're talking about a Cheirish, a deaf person who also doesn't have Das. What's a Cheirish who has no Das? You used to get a deaf person who has Das. I went to, in Eretz Yisrael, when I was there, back in November, my wife and I went to the Deaf Museum. So, you heard of this thing?
No.
I forget where the area was, but there's a Deaf Museum, a Blind Museum, different, all the different senses.
Yushalayim?
No, not Yushalayim. It's towards the towards the West Coast.
Where do you go?
Why?
Just an experience.
You know, they say it's very interesting. They say you experience what it's like. You have an idea. You can't really experience what it means to move blind. But just to get a glimpse of their world for a moment. So, like, for the Blind Museum, you're there for an hour walking around, pitch black, can't see a thing, there's no light. And you walk around, and the guide is blind himself, and he describes, we're now in an area, and you hear things, and you feel things, just try to figure out, we're in a supermarket now. And you're walking around, like, momish like this, feeling like, oh, I picked an apple up, I found the cash register.
You're doing that too?
I went to the Blind Museum, yeah.
No, meaning you picked an apple?
You picked everything, trying to figure out, smell it and feel it, and try to figure out what the life of a blind person
and
is
you
like.
Don't see a thing.
Don't see a thing. Momish, pitch black. Nothing. And then you get to the end where you go to a place, to a bar to buy something. You have to take out money. And you can't see the money.
Yeah.
And the guide has to figure out what the coins use, because he gets helped by the sizes. You can't use bills because he can't read the bills, but the size of the coins. And the deaf museum also, no talking aloud, but you try to use facial expressions and body motions to talk to the guy, because she was deaf. So obviously there's das. Cheresh can't have das. So what are we talking about here, a situation where the Cheresh has no das? So the Gemara explains, Kamash Milan, it must be that we learn from here, Kedetran, the Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah that's found in Trumos, the Mishnah in Trumos, that Cheresh should dibru chachamim. Whenever the Chachamim use the term Cheresh, referring to B'chol Makom, anywhere in the Mishnayos, we're referring to a situation where She'enu Shemeyav Ein Medaber. Some of the Cheresh'im were not able to learn speech, because since they can't hear, they don't know how to pronounce. So this lady we had was able to speak, but not everyone's able to speak. So we're talking about one who cannot hear or can't speak. And a Cheresh who can't hear and can't speak is considered halachically not having Das. That's what we're referring to. However, a situation where Medaber Veino Shemer, if she could or he could speak but not hear, or the opposite, Shemer Veino Medaber, which is not a Cheresh, but someone who could speak but not hear, hear but not speak, someone who's mute, then they would be chayiv to bring the carbon ria.
For sure, it's not over Lashon Hara.
Right. Well, I guess you could be Makabel if you hear it, you could be Makabel Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, Tanina, there's a Braisa that tells us Laha, that teaches this. Tana Rabbanan, Brisa says, Hamadaber Veino Shemeya, someone who speaks but cannot hear, Zehu Cheresh. Shemeya Veino Medaber, someone who could hear but can't speak, Zehu Elam, someone who's a mute. Zehu Zeh, someone who could do both, hear and speak, Harayin can pick him.
Cheresh, Elam, Kepikhin.
Both these individuals who could either speak and not hear. Either speaking or hearing, one or the other, Harein can pick in the Chaldverim. They're considered intelligent. They have Das.
Yeah.
So what's considered a case where there's no Das? Where they can't do both of them. They can't hear and cannot speak. Asks the Gemara, Mimai d'medaber v'inu shomea zeu cheresh. U shomea v'inu medaber ze ilim. How do we know the words? How do you know the term cheresh refers to someone who can't hear? And the term ilim refers to somebody who can't speak? The Gemara brings a pasuk, d'chsiv v'ani k'cheresh lo ashma. There's a pasuk that's... Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this pasuk.
Okay. It's good to know. So the pasuk in Tehillim tells us that Ani Kecheresh, David Melech says, I'm like a deaf person that I cannot hear, and Kilem lo yiftach piv, and I'm like an Elam, I can't open my mouth, I can't speak, I'm speechless. So from this pasuk in Tehillim we learn what a Cheresh and an Elam is. Be by same. Alternatively, I'm not sure why we need a second explanation. This seems to be a very good proof. But alternatively, the lashon elam could be kedamri inchilik. People would say ishtakel milule. My mouth, my words were taken from me. So lashon elam, you have the lashon lamin mem mila in there. So my mila, my words were taken away from me. That's where the word elam comes from, according to the second opinion of the Gemara. Okay. Gemara now says that. Gemara says, "V'hatani." Doesn't the Brisa say, "Medaber v'ino shemer shemer v'ino medaber chayv"? So, is it really true? A person who could either hear or speak is chayv in
the
midst of carbon ria. V'hatani. The two dots. Okay. So, is it really true that a person who could either speak or hear, one without the other, is still chayv in carbon ria? V'hatani. Doesn't the Brisa teach us, "Medaber v'ino shemer, speaking without hearing, and shemer v'ino medaber, hearing without speaking, is pater"? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Itema, Rava, others say it was in the name of Rava, Chasur Mech, so there's something missing in the Braisa. What was missing? V'achi Kadani, the Braisa should read as follows. Hakol Chayavim, this is a different Braisa. Hakol Chayavim Beria Uvesimcha. Everyone's chayav to perform the mitzvah Beria and the mitzvah of Simcha, Simcha's Chag. Chutz Mecheri Shemadaber, Veinim HaShemer, Shemer Veinim HaDaber, these individuals, Shepatim Neria, they're Patim Neria, but Af Api Shepatim Neria, they're Chai B'Simcha. So these people, they're Patim Neria, but they still are obligated, since they have Das, they are obligated in performing the mitzvah of Simcha. However, Ves Sheinu Lo Shemer, Lo Shemadaber, somebody who both cannot hear and cannot speak, V'Shote, V'Katan, Patim Af M'Simcha, are Patim not only from the Neria, but they even Patim from the mitzvah of Simcha. Why? Hol p'tur mikol mitzvahs ha'mitzvah Torah. A person without das is pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah. So why should Simcha be any different? So Simcha they're pater from as well. But the only case is if they're able to speak or able to just hear, they're chayiv to do Simcha, but pater and everything else. Simcha is different in that regard. Why they're chayiv? Okay, let's go a little bit further now. Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi. The Braisa also says. Same idea. Hakol chayim beria with simcha. Everyone's chayv to do these two mitzvos. Chutz mecher shemadaber veino meshameh shemeh veino medaber shepatu min aria api shepatu min aria. Just like we said, they're chayv besimcha. However, ve'es she'eno lo shemeah ve'lo medaber, somebody who both cannot hear and speak, v'shot v'katan, these individuals who all have no das patur min asimcha, hol patur min kol mitzvah mursh v'torah, the patur from the mitzvahs entirely. They can't do either one. They can't hear and they also can't speak.
She'ino is not lo shomea velo medaber. Okay, he doesn't hear and okay.
Fine. So that's before we end. It's very early. Let's do two tosafim now. Two interesting tosafim back on this on the bottom of the page here. 35.
Oh.
No, very short daf. So the Gemara, the tosaf writes lo sovara. You see that tosaf lo sovara? He writes, Hai asay. Olim, this assay of losahu is stronger. Olim is stronger. Tfei, more stronger. Mipir rivia, from Puravu. There are two sources of Puravu. One is losahu vera l'shevis, yatra, and the pasuk of Puravu. So, it sounds like this pasuk is stronger than the pasuk of Puravu. Why? Kedamar b'megillah, Megillah tells us, Perek Basra.
It's a pasuk, lotovah.
Yeah, it's a pasuk.
Where?
It's in Yeshaya.
Oh, it's in Yeshaya.
And the pasuk Puravu is found in Noach. Bereishis or Noach? Which one do we call it? Bereishis, maybe. It's
right,
said both.
Of course, yeah, okay.
So we quote the second. It must be the pasuk Loso is stronger somehow than the pasuk Puravu. That's why we quote the pasuk Loso. So well, how do we know this? Because the Gemara and the last parak of Megillah tells us, Mocher Adam Sefer Torah Lisa Isha. You're allowed to sell it to Sefer Torah in order to help fund supporting a wife. Uluma Torah to learn. Who might see the pasuk lo to sovara? They quote the other pasuk also. So we see they prefer the pasuk lo so over the pasuk of Puravu. Aval, others say no. Yeshiv Farshim, why do they quote the pasuk lo so? Vishum de Eved lo mifkud a Puravivya. Eved is not chayiv in Puravivya. He's not chayiv in doing the mitzvah Puravivya. So Puravivya is a personal obligation of performing the mitzvah. Lo sovara l'shavas yitra is referring to having the world populated. It's a different level. So an Eved is not chayiv in Puravu on an individual basis, but he is obligated on a communal level to have children. So that's why we call the pasuk lo sovara in this case by an Eved, because Puravu is not shayachtim. And what's the proof that an Eved is not chayiv in Puravu? Because the Amar hayu lo banim b'avodasa, let's say he was an Eved, had children while being an Eved. V'nish shachar, then he was freed lo kaim Puravu. He's not chayiv in Puravu, but why not? Exactly. It must be that if he was chayiv when he was an Eved, so he was mekayim. The fact that we're saying he wasn't Mekai in the Mitzvah tells us that there's no Chiv of Pervu when he was in Eved, but there's a Chiv of L'Shevas Yitzhel. L'Sahu V'ra L'Shevara L'Shevas Yitzhel. Fine. That's one Tosis to look at. Now another Tosis to look at is Kofinus Rabbel. That Tosis writes. Afilu L'Shmuel D'Amar Hamafkir Eved Yotzil Cheros Vein Tzarch Get Shichror. Let's try it here. Even though Shmuel holds, if a person's mafkir's eved, you're hefker, you're free, you don't need to write a get shichra, a document freeing him. Hacha, here, the Tavalei Abdilei Lasos Shechur Gamur. Here it was a Tova, he did a favor for the Shechur to write it. Okay, I'm not sure what you're getting at that point, but the next part of Tosis is what's more interesting, I think. The Afagav Dam reading the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Hamishachre Abdo over Basse. As I told you before, if you free your Eved Kanani, you violate an Itzar Aseh. The Pasuk says, Liolam Behem Tavodu. You always have to enslave him. And if you free him, you're violating the Itzar of having to always enslave him.
So you cannot get rid of him.
Can't get rid of him, exactly. So the Gemara in Brachos has a story there where there are nine people. And they need a minion. So I think Rabbi Elazar said, okay, I'm going to free my Eved, because now he's going to be Jewish, and we'll have a minion. Who asks, how could you free your Eved? Itzar Deraisa. Is you're allowed to do it when there's a purpose for it. The purpose is to make a minyan. So you quote the Gemara here. The Afa Gavdam Minyan, the Gemara Brachos tells us, Hamashachar Avdo over Basay, Nichlein Delevi Harav Isur Azuto. So here in this case, it's better for the Rav to do a small Isur of the Isra Sefringim, Velo Lavid HaEved Isur Rabba, and not the Eved do a greater sin. Why? Because the Eved now is going to violate the Isur of not having children, which is a big, big Isur. So the Rav said, I'd rather violate a small Isser of an Aseh, free him, to allow my, make sure my Eved doesn't do a bigger Isser. That's why he's permitted to free the Eved here. Kedamar b'perek arvin, b'irvin, perek b'chom arvin, the Gemara tells us, whatever we're talking about there. So you're allowed to do that. Well, I said, wait a second, isn't there an Isser that, the Gemara says, below dummy, it's not similar to the Gemara in Shabbos that says, lo dummy lahi d'rei Shabbos, the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, Davdal tells us, the law is as follows. We'll get to, I'll tell you, Omed v'chat. So I'll tell you the story that I read inside the Gemara. Yeah.
He did the sin for somebody else to marry.
So the case was as follows. Reuven was baking bread on Shabbos. It's a deraisa. But the Issa Deraisa doesn't kick in until it actually bakes. So he placed the bread inside the oven. Now, their ovens used to be like the way pita's made, I guess, against the wall. So he put it against the wall and it started to bake. Now, I noticed that's what's going on. I don't want him to violate the Issa. But there's an Issa Derabanan for me to remove it. It's a very professional, skilled way to remove it from the oven wall. It's called Roda. Roda, Rodia Sapas. So the Gemara says, should I go ahead and violate the Issa Derabanan of removing this on Shabbos to save him from being violating Issa Deraisa of... The Gemara says, this halacha, no. V'chi omen lo la'adam, we tell a person, omen v'chait, go sin, b'shvil chavercha, t'shishcha chavercha, you should violate sin so your friend gets a zechus. That shouldn't be your problem. You should have to, it's one thing to prevent the friend from doing avera, but for yourself to get an avera, so he doesn't get an avera, we don't say that. So why not say the same thing here? That, why should the master violate the avera to help his eved? Better him to not do anything. Gemara says, this is different. Why? The halasim poshe b'davar, Havi. There, the guy who did the Avera initially was Poshea. He was negligent. Why? The Havi the Shaloha Yalo Lafos Apas. He shouldn't have baked in the first place. So for him, I'm not going to help a guy who's Poshea. But here, the Eved didn't have a choice. It wasn't up to him.
And if he's an us?
Honest, it sounds like you would be allowed to. But if it was a situation where the guy was honest, like the case of the Eved, the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Min Charin, then we would say, you should violate a small Isser to prevent the other guy from violating a big Isser. It's actually very, very helpful. Tell you the case. Someone asked me the following Shaila a couple months ago. I never looked into it. Shaila was a Hatzalah guy. Hatzalah guy got a call on Shabbos. So he went to the person's house, and he said, everything okay? He knocked on the door, and the person from person opened the door. He said, everything okay? He said, yeah. So well, you called to come. He said, no, I didn't. He said, so he realized that he bought a house from an older couple, and they had connected to their, if the alarm goes off, it connects and calls Hatzalah right away. He didn't know, it was an automatic call. So that's why it set off the system that Hatzalah came. So he wanted to know, let's say this guy knew how his alarm worked. His alarm went off, and they sent a message to Hatzalah. Does this guy have to call on the phone and call off, like me, at my house? So I've got to call Hatzalah and say, it's not an emergency, don't come. Does he have to violate the Avera to prevent the other 10 Hatzalah members who are going to be driving on Shabbos to come save him? Is that considered okay? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to sin to prevent 10 other sins? That was the Shaila that was raised. So this case, there might be, I'm not passing
so
here at all.
So that means that the frum guy alarmed the house?
They opened the window, the alarm went off, let's say. Uh-huh. You didn't know, someone banged against the window. It wasn't unintentional.
Yeah.
So he's considered, he wasn't poshe, he knew this on purpose.
Oh,
so is he allowed to pick up the phone now and call Hatzalah and say, call off the call. Tell the 10 people to stop coming to my house now. He'll do
if
one
he
Isser.
Knew, but that's is the consequences right. of his actions by mistake.
Right.
He needs to know what's going on, obviously. Right.
So possibly...
But let's say that he knows what's going on, and he knows that now Ten Atzala will come. Is he allowed to pick up the phone and stop, don't right. come?
So, absolutely. I've got to still look
it
into
it. It won't be effective, so...
Right.
He won't reach nobody.
Right. Okay, Shkoyach. So we'll end the daf now.